This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Senate leaders yesterday hammered out a deal on overhauling immigration. Farmers cheered the new guest worker program. The previous program is called H-2A. A businessman has been making that program work for him and his clients, though not without controversy. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Mordecai Orion is in the foreign import business. He supplies American farmers with what they need, not fertilizer or tractors, but a steady flow of legal workers. He takes care of all the immigration paperwork and even the payroll. The farmer just pays him.
We do everything. We are one-stop solution. You call us, you say, hi, I need 40 guys, this and this date, until that and that date.
Orion is an Israeli immigrant who likes to be called Mahdi. He says he used to bring workers to the U.S. from Latin America, but claims they drank too much and never went home when their visas ran out. Now he prefers importing Southeast Asians.
Because they love their job, they love farming. And as long as they can make money for 1 or 2 years, they'll go home. They're happy to go home and they know they want to be legal. That's the key.
In an orange grove in Visalia, California, 18 workers from Thailand listen to instructions from one of Orion's translators, Pranit Tumchimpol. They all wear long sleeves and face masks as they climb high into the trees. The Thai workers fill huge cloth bags hanging from their necks and dump the oranges into a nearby bin. Worker Chayakorn Prachot lifts his thick ski mask. He says if there's enough work, he can send $2,000 home a month. He says that makes being so far from home worth it. Pranit translates.
Yeah, it means just for his family, his kids and family.
On this day, though, the work ends early. Truck driver Emilio Vacas come to haul the oranges. He says having the Thai workers here is unsettling. Vaca says there are plenty of local pickers without work. Referring to the Thais as those people, Vaca says he doesn't understand why they get preferential treatment. But when asked why he doesn't pick oranges anymore, Vaca says truck driving pays better. Agricultural economist Philip Martin says if trends continue, the farm workers of tomorrow are not growing up in the United States.
New entries to the farm labor force are almost 100% born in other countries. Therefore, the main issue is, under what circumstances will U.S. farm employers get access to those workers?
Most farmers want the government to ease guest worker regulations, but worker advocates and state regulators warn of abuses, and they point to Mordecai Orion's history of violations, among them several warnings he received in Washington State before regulators revoked his business license late last year.
They got a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance.
Cheryl Hutchison of Washington State's Labor Department says Orion was cited for safety, housing, wage, and hiring violations.
It finally came to the point where it wasn't just about some paperwork not being filed. It was about a number of things that were affecting workers' lives.
While admitting some minor mistakes, Orion claims he was targeted by entrenched labor interests. He's since entered into an agreement with the United Farm Workers that automatically gives the Thai workers union protection. Orion may have mollified his former labor rivals, but he still faces legal problems in other states. And in California, two of the three packing houses Orion had deals with pulled out, saying the Thai workers were too slow and expensive. Orion says he's not worried. He says it's always hard for people to get used to a new thing.
That's why I felt like I'm doing something good here, not only, you know, just bring the labor, making the money. It was something that was a mission for me in agriculture, because I grew up in agriculture, so I felt great about it.
Washington state officials will hear Orion's appeal this fall. Until then, he says he hopes to bring in as many as 5,000 workers to pick crops this year in 27 other states. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.